You're going to tell us all about a crazy thing you're doing from one end of Cheshire to the other end of Cheshire.
Yes. So, I'm a sky engineer for my main trade, of course, but that's, you don't know me in that way. But we decided as a team a few months ago that we wanted to do something to raise money for charity. So, one of our team is an ex-armed forces, so he does a lot of it. So we said, tell you what we'll do, because the patch where I work covers from Chester to Crewe, let's walk from Chester to Crewe. And we were like, really? Said, yeah. So we've planned it. We are walking it on Thursday the 1st of September, starting about 8 o'clock in the morning in Chester, walking back along the canals, and I think it's the Shropshire Union we're using. And we're going to be raising as much money as we can as possible for the mental health charity Mind.
That's a brilliant, it's a brilliant idea to do this, and a really good cause that you've chosen as well. Is there any reason why you've chosen Mind?
So, one of our colleagues does suffer with mental health. Plus, we all know that over the last couple of years, with COVID being in, everybody has suffered with mental health. And it's something that people suffer with every day, that always need support. So, that was one of the reasons we chose Mind.
And have you worked out how long it will take you to do this? I mean, how many miles is this?
So, we've looked at it on the map. We thought it was a marathon, which is the 26.6 miles. Luckily, it's about 20. So, for those that can remember, this is before your time, Darren, Beating of the Bounds, which used to be in Macclesfield, which we used to walk the surrounding, basically the boundaries of Macclesfield, that was 19 miles. And it'd take you about 6 to 8 hours, depending on your pace. So I'm hoping about anywhere between 6 and 8 hours to walk back. It's quite level, with it being the canals, so it should be quite easy, as long as we don't find every pub on the way.
I'm sure you will. What is your starting point?
All we know is it's the canal basin in the centre of Chester. That's all I know at the moment. The guy that's organising it, we're getting more information next week on the train as we're going down. We're leaving all our vehicles there. So we, as far as we're aware, it's one of the canal basins in Chester that, as I say, I think starts the Shropshire Union Canal. And then the path will take us past the fabulous Beeston and Pitthornton Castles. Which that route we're taking past, I can't think of the places, Bunbury, through Bunbury Locks, and that way back towards Nantwich.
So are people allowed to come and join you for parts of this journey, or is this like a closed group?
For us, it's a closed group because it's obviously a work event. It's a good, you know, good for us because we can actually get out and talk as well. And I'm going to say that is the best thing as well for helping with mental health. Get out for a walk and talk to people. But if people do see us along the way, we will be wearing probably some of our sky tops. You know, give us a wave, pick your horns, because I know a lot of the canal does pass by the roads down towards Nantwich and Chester. So yeah, you'll see us. You can't miss us all. We're a bit of a big rabble.
And you're going to give us some updates, aren't you, on the day, on the 1st, and so next Thursday, 1st of September, through photographs, no doubt, and some updates, some, you know, some audio. You're going to send me some audio, yeah, aren't you, hopefully?
Yes, yes, I'll be doing it on my personal Facebook page. So, obviously, we've got our work, internet Facebook page, we call it, that we'll be doing all on that as well. So, we've got a team of people that aren't doing the walk, but they'll be giving us water along the way, because we'll be carrying it. But obviously, we're going to run out to be able to give us that. So, yes.
Where can people find? I was going to say, where can people find out more about this, and if they want to donate, and if they want to support you in some way?
So, obviously, we're raising on Just Giving. Our target is, or should I say, was £500. We've smashed it at the moment. I think we're about £570. Obviously, more the merrier. So if they actually look for on Just Giving, if they search for Team Sky C0309, that's the whole team. You can donate to the team or you can donate to each individual person that's walking, and happy to accept your donations. We've been found out recently as well that whatever we make, Sky will match, so we will be doubling what we're getting donations.
That That is absolutely superb. Full details of this can be found on the link on our social media pages and our website just below this podcast. Anthony, have a wonderful time. You're doing a great thing for a great cause. And have you got your proper walking shoes? Have you got like the gels in your feet, in your shoes and all that lot?
I haven't, but I think I'm going to be wearing quite a few different pairs of shoes just to make sure I've got comfort all the way. The trainers are going to be the best way forward with this. Because it's level, we should be finding it quite easy.
Brilliant. I look forward to your updates next week. Have a great time.
And you, thanks, Darren. Speak to you then.